And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick the Moose Batson. I'm the Commander-in-Chief at TipTV.co.uk. The date, Friday, 23rd of January. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Welcome back. It's a great pleasure to introduce Mr. Bill Blaine, a strategist from Mint Partners. Very good morning to you, Bill. And a happy new year to you and your family. I haven't interviewed you before, so I've got to ask you a question. What football team do you support?
Right, I can play safe here. Hearts.
Hearts?
Yeah.
My best friend is a Hearts fan.
Is he?
And my second best friend is a Hibs fan. So.
Well, there you go. I think yesterday I was describing the likely outcome of QE being a bit like watching a Hearts-Hibs game, possibly the most boring kind of football in the world, which is why when I came down to London 30 years ago, I ended up going to see Arsenal play.
Right.
Because it reminded me of Hearts. Perennial no-hopers, but they started doing better.
Right, so you need to change teams.
No, I'm not a great one for the football.
Right. So you work at Mint Partners. I used to work there many moons ago, so please send my finest regards to Richard Barnett and the crew.
Oh, I shall, don't worry.
We get to see that you write a daily blog, if that's the right word for all the youngsters.
A blog? This is the collective wit and wisdom of 30 years experience of mad markets.
To me, this is a thought-provoking document. Blaine's morning porridge. Something ain't right. Call it a feeling. Call it an instinct. Call it whatever it is. But this morning's positive market vibe feels like that moment of curious calm in the film just before it all kicks off again.
It's the moment before the alien comes bursting out of John Hurt's chest.
So there's an alien on the way.
I think there is something curious going on. The market's persuaded itself that yesterday's larger than expected ECB QE announcement heralds the start of a new boom phase.
Yep.
So we've seen stock markets rally, we've seen bond markets rally extraordinarily, and the reason for that is any kind of distortion absolutely distorts. So the effects, even though the ECB is not buying corporate bonds have tightened because people who were previously going to be buying governments or sovereign and supranationals now can't get into that space. It's become too expensive, so they're going for the next thing. And the knock-on effects are felt everywhere. I mean, if you take a look at global bonds over the last 3 months, the performance has been absolutely extraordinary, all fueled by the expectations that the ECB would do something. Now, initially, we thought, this could be a sell-the-fact moment.
Right.
But it hasn't turned out that way at all. Market's piling in, and look what the euro's doing. Euro's absolutely tumbling, which is great, and that is the end effect that Europe and Draghi really want. If we get the euro down, maybe there's a chance of generating growth by Europe becoming more competitive. But stand back from that for a moment and think through the consequences. What's Japan trying to do? Bring down the yen to make Japan more competitive. What's Europe trying to do? Bring down the euro, make the euro more competitive. What are we seeing this week in the States during the results season? We're watching US corporates whining that they are becoming less competitive because of the strong dollar. We're moving into a new phase. One of the big expectations for this year is that events like Davos and all these G20 meetings are going to create an agenda of global growth. But it just ain't going to happen if everyone is in beggar thy neighbor currency war mode. So that's why I've got the kind of feeling back in my head, this ain't going to last.
I think the concern is, though, for the markets, as we've spoken about previously, in fact, for the vast majority of today's session, is that in the short term, everybody's all fireworks and champagne. But you don't know how long it's going to last. When is the market going to kind of catch up with the realisation that eventually it's got to be paid back?
I would love to be bullish. You know what? I would love to be bullish. Because not just because of my PA account, but because I want to see markets go up. But how the hell do you cope when even the 2060 UK gilt yields the square root of nothing? How can you plan as a pension fund or a serious investor in that kind of market?
How long has our bull run gone on for? I was looking at this the other day, and it's crazy. They go, the world was going to end 5 years, 6 years ago now, probably. Right? But now all of a sudden, we never thought we'd get back. We never thought we'd get back to 2007 highs. Now we're massively above 2007 highs, yeah. And we're still talking about why are we here? Why are we here?
Well, there's two things going on, isn't there? There is one. If you take a look at the global environment just now, you'd say low rates, low oil prices, frankly, low wages, no inflation. Wee-hee, this should be boom time. It ain't happening, though. The second thing that worries me is bond yields, and everything always depends on bond yields.
Yep.
Bond yields are so low, I begin to think the only reason that stock markets are so high is because bond yields are so low, and not because we've got
global
growth.
From major corporations, because you're still getting better bang for your buck there.
No, but what's the point? BMW, 2 weeks ago, launched a bond, 5-year bond. What was the interest rate?
You tell me.
0.5%. Come on, what's the point?
Yeah.
You know, you're much better off buying the stock for the dividend yield.
Yes, that's what I was saying.
Let's FT today, James McIntosh. QE means a weaker euro. I think we all agree on that. QE means less risk of deflation. I think we all agree on that. QE is good for the banks.
Well, QE allows the banks to get some dodgy assets off. But banks in a zero interest rate, flat curve environment do not thrive. And one of the key rules that we have in the market is, aside from the one about the only thing worse than not enough capital is too much capital, because that makes banks do silly things.
Yep.
When banks ain't making any margin because there is no curve and there is no point in lending because deflation means no one wants to invest, that is not good for banks. The only good thing here is at least they'll be able to get rid of their dodgy European sovereign bonds.
The last point on this, QE will do little for the real economy, at least as measured by shares.
Well, if they really wanted to boost the real economy, here's an idea for you. Use that $60 billion that they're going to spend, manufacture wisely, and give every man, woman and child in the Eurozone 180 euros per month, and watch what that does in terms of a multiplier and inflationary effects. Well, that would be effective. It would be mad, but it would be effective.
Quite like that idea.
Yeah, so do I.
The whole thing of any of this is to have an effect on the economy and help it grow. And it's not. And we've seen that on the figures, that banks aren't lending to small businesses, which are the grassroots of any economy. So you're effectively, I understand what he's saying, but I think from the actual picture is you're helping the banks get out of a problem they were in. You're not helping a bank actually be a bank, if that kind of makes sense. Because general banking was never really affected. Greed destroyed them. And now we're kind of helping someone get out on a slow, painful way of pulling off a plaster.
Is another aspect to this as well, the whole concept of QE and Europe trying to act. You know, one of my favorite comments is there are no statutes of committees, and the ECB is now the most important committee on the planet. Everyone is painting the Germans as the bad guys, the guys who are not playing by their, you know, for the common good. Wrong. The Germans are the good guys here, because the only way that Europe can really succeed, whether they have full currency union, political union or not, is by economies being efficient. Look at what the Spanish have done in the last 4 years. They have actually managed to reform large swathes of their economy. It's looking like it's going to be an effective place to put your European manufacturing. The same is not true in France particularly, and especially in Italy. Unless these economies reform, it doesn't matter how much QE, doesn't matter how much money you would helicopter into the economy. It just ain't gonna work. So what else do you do? That's where you start to look at stock market and say, bond markets are so bad, I'm gonna go into stocks. And that is what really scares me.
We've run out of time. Bill Blaine, an
always a
absolute
pleasure.
Strategist and Mint Partners. I've made a management decision. You're on once a fortnight without fail for that. For those thought-provoking documents.